York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney, Bradford Councillor Jonathan Scott and Georgina Councillor Dave Neeson met with Minister of the Environment David Piccini last week to discuss how to move forward the stalled Holland Marsh phosphorus recycling facility in York Region. Our government is committed to reducing phosphorus pollution in the lake's watershed. York Region's commitment to building the phosphorus recycling facility in the marsh should not be delayed by the expert review our government has legislated for the Upper York sewage solution, as these are separate projects, said Mulroney. The facility is proposed by York Region to be built on the Holland River between Bradford and King. The federal government has committed up to $16 million of the $40 million price tag to fund the project. But the project is currently on hold because York Region included it in the Upper York Sewage Solution Scheme, which the province has paused indefinitely. We believe all levels of government are aligned behind the goal of delivering this facility, said Scott. It is imperative that all levels of government work collaboratively to move this project forward. We cannot afford for political finger-pointing or posturing to get in the way of delivering this significant pollution reduction for Lake Simcoe and our watershed. So we hope York Region will clarify the timeline to move this forward. In recent months, motions asking that the plant be expedited have passed in Bradford West Gwillimbury, Georgina, Innisfil, Brock Township, King Township and East Gwillimbury's Environment Committee, and are pending debate in Orillia and Barrie. The proposed facility will reduce phosphorus runoff from the Holland Marsh Basin into the Holland River and Lake Simcoe by up to 85%, removing an estimated 2.5 tons per year. Scott acknowledged there are still details to be ironed out, but added, "We are optimistic we can all deliver this win for the lake." Ontario Liberal Party environment critic Lucille Collard commended the local councillors for their efforts with the project on social media. As the Ontario Liberal environment critic, "I'm always committed to working with municipalities in our fight against climate change," she tweeted last week. In a recent meeting in the House of Commons, NDP MPP Jennifer French asked Barrie Innisfil MPP Andrea Kanjan if the provincial government has plans to help fund the rest of the phosphorus recycling facility. "It's my job as MPP to advocate for projects in my area," replied Kanjan. "This government has made tremendous improvements when it comes to water quality and we've made tremendous improvements to Lake Simcoe." Kanjan spoke on the importance of pushing the project through but acknowledged there is more work to be done in getting funding.